From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Britain has a new leader. Theresa May became Britain's new Prime Minister Wednesday.
As we leave the European Union, we will forge a bold new positive role for ourselves in the world. And we will make Britain a country that works not for a privileged few, but for every one of us.
David Davis will take the newly formed job of minister in charge of negotiations with the EU. Talks on leaving the EU are expected to take as long as 2 years. In a surprise choice, she named former London Mayor Boris Johnson as her foreign secretary. She appointed another Brexit supporter to major cabinet posts, including former foreign secretary Philip Hammond as finance minister, and Amber Rudd to May's old job of home secretary. The United States has launched a new trade enforcement action against China at the World Trade Organization. That action was taken because China charges export duties on 9 raw materials, making them more expensive for U.S. manufacturers. A U.S. judge has sentenced a Chinese national, Su Bin, to 46 months in prison for conspiring to hack into the computers of major American defense contractors and smuggling the information to China. A key commander with the Islamic State group has died in battle, according to an IS-linked media organization. The AMAC news agency said Wednesday Abu Omar al-Shishani, also known as Omar the Chechen, was killed in the town of Shirkat. He was killed trying to halt the military campaign against the self-declared caliphate's Iraqi capital of Mosul. This is VOA News. The NATO-Russia Council met Wednesday in Brussels. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said the meeting addressed the crisis in Ukraine. He told reporters there was no meeting of the minds and that NATO does not and will not recognize Russia's annexation of Crimea.
Russia also raised a proposal on air safety in the Baltic Sea. Allies will study this proposal carefully.
The council was set up 14 years ago to help avert crises between NATO nations and Russia. The U.S. military has deployed about 40 soldiers to South Sudan's capital following days of fighting that has left hundreds of people dead and has raised fears of renewed civil war. The military's Africa Command says the troops were sent to Juba to safeguard the U.S. embassy and help carry out a State Department order for non-essential personnel to leave the country. The U.S. envoy in the region says senior U.S. officials are working with leaders in South Sudan to end the fighting. Meanwhile, the United Nations peacekeeping chief is urging the Security Council to consider imposing an arms embargo on South Sudan. Funerals for 3 of the 5 police soldiers killed in last week's sniper attack in Dallas, Texas, were held Wednesday. Hundreds of law enforcement officials paid their last respects to their fallen comrades. New public opinion polling in key U.S. states shows Republican Donald Trump is gaining ground on Democrat Hillary Clinton. The Quinnipiac University poll finds Trump surging ahead of Clinton in Florida and Pennsylvania and remaining tied with her in Ohio. Nationally, an average of various polls shows Clinton with about a 4-point lead over Trump. NASA spacecraft Juno has sent back its first image of Jupiter since arriving near the planet. The U.S. Space Agency released a picture Tuesday showing Jupiter surrounded by 3 of its 4 largest moons. A school board in the state of Virginia has filed an emergency appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court to halt a policy allowing a transgendered student to use the boys' restroom next school year. The Gloucester County School Board is trying to prevent Gavin Grimm from using the bathroom that matches his gender identity when school resumes later in the year, saying it will put parents' constitutional rights in jeopardy. Grimm was born female but identifies as male. Grimm sued the school district last year for the right to use the boys' restroom after the school board enacted a policy limiting bathroom use to the one corresponding to a person's biological sex. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.